You're listening to SBS News.
In the poor eastern suburbs of São Paulo, a group of people are sat in an outside bar playing snooker. Social distancing doesn't happen in favelas. Life carries on as usual. With one difference. In these often violent neighbourhoods, COVID-19 has become another killer, weaving its way into the narrow streets. 29-year-old Alini lives with her husband and three children. An old garage door opens to the entrance hall, where she has a couple of rusty washing machines. Alini used to earn $5 a day as a cleaner. Now she relies on donations from neighbours and the state. Bolsonaro says he wants the economy to get back up and running so the poorest don't suffer. But she doesn't buy that.
Bolsonaro is wrong. He tells people to go to work, then people die. And then he'll just say, another one died. Well, it's not my son. What he should say is, stay at home.
Jair Bolsonaro isn't dubbed the tropical Trump for nothing. Just like his American idol, he's been railing against lockdown. On Tuesday, he said the worst was over.
É sinal que o pior já passou.
Then came the biggest jump in the number of deaths so far. While Bolsonaro wants people to get back to work, states and municipalities have been ignoring him, introducing quarantine measures and even lockdown in some parts of the country where the numbers of dead have soared. But in São Paulo, 6 weeks of quarantine in and something's not working. According to government data, less than half of the city's residents are now staying home. The man in charge of Brazil's wealthiest state, João Doria, has become Bolsonaro's biggest critic. He's been accused by the president of imposing unnecessarily tough measures, damaging the economy.
You have two viruses to combat, the coronavirus and Bolsonaro virus. It's not time to discuss ideology, politics, campaigns, or individual positions. Wrong. This is the wrong way. The right way to save lives and to respect the science, to respect the medicine.
But quarantine offers little opportunity for the poor. Every bank has a queue outside it, the most vulnerable are waiting in line for government handouts, and in doing so, they become the most exposed. Non-essential businesses are supposed to be shut across the state, but authorities seem to turn a blind eye. I meet Odair sitting outside a narrow little shop selling Bibles and tracksuits. He's wearing a mask and the shop's shutters are half closed. A couple of customers climb over the shutters to have a browse. Odair doesn't think the police do anything. He makes no apologies about staying open. I need to eat, don't I? Bolsonaro's view, he says, makes more sense. Open up, use a mask and alcohol gel, and then let's get back to normal. Brazilians are confused. Do they listen to local politicians who say stay indoors, or their president who says go back to work? More and more, rules are being bent or ignored, and that couldn't come at a worse time for the country.